Hello, it's Michael.
Hey, Michael, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben. How you doing?
Real answer or sales answer?
Pardon me?
You want the real answer or the sales answer?
Give me both.
Real answer, every day is drowning. We're extremely busy, which is a good thing. Sales answer is we really have a lot of good customers, so it's good, but it's very, very busy. It's kind of one and the same, actually, right now. We are funding these guys at Above Ventures, your customer?
Yes.
I left a message on the other line because I didn't know if you were out of the office, so I appreciate giving you a call back. I'm not going to take too much of your time. I just need an invoice that says, with your company letterhead, that says bill to and ship to as the customer, and says 100% payment required before shipment somewhere on the invoice. And if you could email that over to me, along with your wiring instructions, I could probably get you paid by the end of the day, if not tomorrow morning.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hook you up with the distributor. I work for Hunter Engineering. It goes through a distributor, which is Tech Supply Incorporated.
Oh, because, yeah, we weren't sure who we're paying. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we might need to do like a one-way addendum. So is your relationship with the customer or is your relationship with the distributor?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm a manufacturer's rep, so I go out and I talk to all the end users.
Oh, so this is your customer. Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, but it has to go through our chain, which uses distributors.
Okay. So we're not going to be paying Hunter. We're going to be paying someone else.
Correct. You're going to be paying Tech Supply.
Okay. Can they, do you have my email?
I do not.
All right. It's R. Goldstein. That's R. G-O-L-D S-T-E-I-N at Bank of Cardiff. That's B-A-N-K-O-F C-A-R-D-I-F-F .com. Can you read that back to me, please?
R. Goldstein at Bank of Cardiff .com.
Okay. And you, so you work directly for Hunter or for two companies?
I work for Hunter. Actually, I'm an independent contractor. So.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A great gig. Like you, I'm having my busiest year ever, and if I have to have a problem, I'll take that as a problem.
Okay. If you could have that vendor just send us an email, the bill to and the ship to should be the above, you know, the customer. It's a finance agreement. And then just put list on that, 100% payment required before shipment. And then also put on it that send me also your wire transfer information. While I've got you on the line for 20 seconds, I've been with our firm for 9 years. I'm actually assisting a rep that's out of the office right now. But you work with Great America, correct, for financing?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, let me just kind of tell you a little bit what we're about. Maybe we could network together. I'm well aware that Great America declined this deal just due to credit. They're really, I know who they are. They're a good company, awesome customer service. But I also know that they're quite conservative in their lending standards.
Very,
correct?
Yes.
We're not. So a big thing, so if you want, I don't know if you have do you work with any like alternative finance companies besides Great America?
You know, rarely.
Okay.
But if you guys are open to other customers.
Yeah, I mean, what I'll do is I'll send you an email once we hear from your supplier. I mean, hopefully we can network. We are very, very flexible in our lending guidelines. I lend to customers. I'm actually an underwriter here. That's my day-to-day operation. I help. I have my own book of business as well. But we can lend to, you know, the vendors I work with, they're kind of simple. They just say, hey, Ruben, we don't care about the credit. We don't care about what's good and bad in the deal. Just get us paid. That's your job. And so what we're able to do is basically buy a wide range of deals. We can buy startups. We can go down to as low as 550 credit scores. But for the good deals, we have really good rates. So we're lending to basically everyone, not just one specific customer profile.
Nice. I like that.
Takes 2 hours to get up to $150,000. Typically payment 100% up front.
And what's the rate?
Rates for good customers. I'm sorry? Yeah.
It varies?
No, I don't dance around any issues. I mean, I've got a really good reputation, thank God, knock on wood. So it's about being honest with people and not BSing them. Good customers are going to get good rates. So like your Great America type of customer, they're going to get a Great America type of rate, if not better. For the customers that have okay credit, they're going to get a premium on that. The customers that have horrific credit, they're going to get higher rates. However, we don't hard sell customers with bad credit. A lot of my best customers started out with me when they had bad credit. And so we're always kind of looking at it from the customer's mentality, asking a lot of questions, because our goal is to move that equipment. So when we deal with a customer that might have bad credit, we're not going to attack it from a, hey, you're bad credit, you're going to get a bad rate. No one wants to do that. We're going to ask them, how does this equipment help their business? How does it generate cash flow? What's their return on investment? And then match it up to a term that they're comfortable signing on.
Nice. I like that.
Also, one thing that we do, and we're doing for this deal as well, up to usually $100,000, it's one payment down. So even for higher risk credit, we don't require down payments.
Beautiful.
People ask, you know, what's the catch? For us, we have a good amount of vendors that we have really good relationships with. So we're not looking to partner with 500 people. The vendor that works well with me and our company is someone that can send us some consistent volume. So our work matters and both people benefit. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but yeah, it is. So the next step is, if you can just get me that invoice, I'll change it to say we're paying, instead of paying Hunter, we're paying this other vendor, and we'll get this rolling for you guys.
And you need it to state 100% payment required before shipping?
If that's what you want, correct. I assume you guys want that, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, we qualified Hunter for that, so we'll qualify. I'm sorry?
And you wanted the routing number and stuff?
Wire transfer information or ACH, whatever you prefer to pay. And we're going to pay, I assume that's from your distributor, not paying Hunter, correct? Since they're invoicing?
Correct. You're paying the distributor. I just wanted to put that in the email when I send it to them. I'm going to send them a copy of the invoice. Oh, the price on the invoice dropped a little bit.
Oh, all right. That's okay. And you can include, of course,
so
the taxes.
Yeah, the taxes are in there. I gave him the training class for $1.
Okay.
I think it was $4.75 on the invoice.
No worries.
So it'll be a little bit less. I'm going to send you a copy and tech supply and ask them to hook up with you, and we'll get it all processed.
All right. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, Ruben. And in the future...
Did you have surgery, by the way? That's what you were saying?
Yeah, I had hernia surgery yesterday. So I've got 5 holes in me, and I'm pretty swollen. And as soon as I'm done with this, I'm taking the pain pill and... getting back in the sack.
All right, man. Feel better.
Thanks, Rudy.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.